The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is made possible by the Spreely Network. It is the network, Spreely, for free thought and free people. I want you to go to your app store and download their Freedom Hub. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. It's much too important. We depend on you. Freedom is waiting. The Freedom Hub from Spreely. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us today on the program, General Michael Flynn. We're going to talk about Kevin McCarthy. The seat vacated is not a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let the pundits convince you that it's embarrassing and it's chaos and it's painful and, oh my gosh, it should never have happened. Ladies and gentlemen, those people aren't talking about how a republic is really supposed to work. I'm going to talk about and explain all of it. Today on the program, The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I do take a lot of pride and a lot of happiness. It makes me happy where I point out and happy to do so. The intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. That's what we're doing. And today, talking about the United States House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy is out. The seat has been vacated. And we have eight conservative members of the House of Representatives who represent the MAGA America First movement who have echoed the majority within this country. They have echoed the majority of our thoughts, our feelings, and now they have taken action. And it's to say that Matt Gaetz and the other conservatives, the seven of them, eight altogether, have spoken exactly what we want them to say. Finally, they've said enough to politics as usual. It's not going to be business as usual anymore. And they've eliminated one of the key principal players within the Rhino movement, and that's Kevin McCarthy. Look, he's one of the princes of the Rhino movement in America. And, you know, all of this talk about how we as Republicans are being played by the Democrats. First of all, let me remind you that there are no more Democrats in the elected class in the United States of America, especially in Washington, D.C. They have blended communism and socialism together, and I refer to them, as you know, I refer to them as the Commu-Socialist, formerly known as Democrat, Party. And ladies and gentlemen, these people are not part of a pro-America political movement. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. So the Commu-Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, did not take the ball from us Republicans. They did not outmaneuver us. They did not win the other day. The conservative MAGA America First movement won. And all of this panic that you see within our ranks is Rhino panic. The Rhinos are the ones who are panicked, and they should be. Because we're on to them, and their clutch on power is being stripped away. We did not hand the ball over to the Democrats. We didn't capitulate to the Democrats. We have not let the Democrats win. All of these commie socialists, people who are, shall I say, uninformed or somehow forgotten how a republic works. They assume that what happened yesterday in their report, and they comment on it, and they say, oh, this is all chaos. How embarrassing. This is just terrible for us as Republicans. When we have the majority, we should be leading and compromising. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be as gentle as I can with people who don't know how a republic works. But I also want to be very firm in my reply to these people. Our republic is not designed to be free of chaos. I'm talking about within the realm of the House of Representatives. I'm not talking about the streets of America, okay? In the House of Representatives, chaos often rings out in those sacred hallowed halls, in the chamber itself. Debate, dissertation, different opinions being voiced, it all can seem chaotic. You have lots of tempers sometimes flaring, but it's the very means of these debates, the dissertation and the public discourse in the House of Representatives, in the chamber, that by and through which and therefore the republic and the makings of the mechanics of a republic are all working. That's how it's supposed to be. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an entire movement within this country, the MAGA movement, and it's been created by and put forth by, sustained by Donald Trump. And I guess that as I was listening to the news last night and this morning, I'm a bit surprised that while so many people who claim to support President Trump don't support the move to vacate Speaker McCarthy. And they'll wonder, they'll scratch their heads, well, why does President Trump support Kevin McCarthy? At least it appears as if he is. Look, President Trump has his own reasons for giving public support, at least to a degree, to Kevin McCarthy. And the intricacies of Trump's public support versus his private thoughts and actions about the entire situation are not privy to all of us. We can read into it what we want, but in my opinion, as I see it and as I understand it, as I talk to the people, and we're going to talk to General Flynn here in a moment, you'll see, but as I talk to these people, it's common sense, really, that's being demonstrated here on the one hand by public support. And on the other hand, it's being demonstrated by what is said behind closed doors. So it surprises me because President Trump is all about exposing the deep state and the swamp and the establishment. So I'm surprised when people come out and say that McCarthy's, you know, the move to vacate him from the speakership is somehow a bad idea. Well, we're supposed to be, as MAGA, America First conservatives, we're supposed to be fully engaged in exposing and ridding our elected class of the deep state swamp and established members, establishment therein. And McCarthy is all of that. So for those of us who understand what the deep state, what the swamp, and what the establishment are, we know that all of those things are embodied in the life work of people like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. So what I conclude is that what happened yesterday was a good thing, and it's allowed us to further identify more rhinos, which is a good thing. I'll be right back. I've got to go a little bit short here in this block because General Flynn and I went a bit long in some other things that we talked about earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, DougBillings.us. Number one, go to DougBillings.us, click on the support tab over there, and support us. Number two, we have a conference coming up, the Determined Patriotism Conference. Tickets are at determinedpatriotismconference.us. determinedpatriotismconference.us. This conference is Veterans Day weekend, November 10th and 11th in Kansas City. General Flynn will be there, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Father Jim Altman, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, a lot of other people that I can't mention all of them right here. Go get your tickets. Very affordable. For the two-day event in Kansas City, determinedpatriotismconference.us. I'll be right back after the short break. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today, or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372, and get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great, and so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I fulfill the meaning of life every day here with you by entering into your lives to make differences for better. That is the meaning of life. Why are we born? What are we here for? To enter into the lives of other people and make differences for the better. That's part of the reason. And you do it for me every day, too. I appreciate you being with me. We're in this thing together. We're in the fight for our republic together. Please help me continue to be able to produce the show. Go to DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us. At the top of the webpage, you'll see a support tab. Prayerfully, please consider offering some financial support so that we can continue the program. DougBillings.us, $4, $5, $10, $100, whatever it may be. DougBillings.us, and then click on the support tab. So I've concluded that what happened with Kevin McCarthy is a good thing. It's allowed us to further identify rhinos in our midst, because now for too long, for decades, really, if not longer, Republicans have not become the same kind of activists as these commune socialists, formerly known as Democrats. They've become incredibly successful at their activism. They drive their agendas. They go to great lengths to drive their agendas, to put their agenda first, and to get their goals accomplished as quickly as possible. Republicans don't. These people in elected office, these rhinos who just want to sit back in their back offices, I guess, with cigars and scotch and make deals, compromise. You cannot compromise with commune socialists, these people formerly known as Democrat in the elected class. The blending of communism and socialism does not make for negotiation or compromise. And their agendas, which they're so successful at putting together and putting out, are nefarious. They are anti-America. Just look at them. What they're doing with the border is just one example. And the border has many facets to it. Key among them is that what they're doing is diluting the national identity of the United States of America. With all of these millions of people coming in, they're diluting American nationalism. We won't know who we are anymore. It's happened in France. It's happened in Germany. Two case in points that I can provide you. They have such an identity crisis in France because of illegal immigration, they don't know who they are anymore over there. and Republicans, who have been the majority in the House of Representatives now for 9 months, haven't done anything compared to what the commie socialists, formerly known as Democrats, would have done if they were the majority. They haven't, the Republicans, haven't subpoenaed anybody with regards to any of the atrocities and false narratives that were put forth against President Trump. Where is it? I put it to you. Where is the subpoena for Hillary Clinton? Where is the subpoena for James Comey? Where is the subpoena for Adam Schiff? Call one of their own up, because he put out lies from the very floor of the chamber of the House of Representatives. Where's the subpoena for James Clapper or John Brennan or Peter Strzok or Lisa Page? You get my point here, right? Republicans have become the rhino class of the Republican Party, have become limp noodles, worthless in the pursuit of MAGA agenda items. And so what happened yesterday was monumentally important and good. It was not a bad thing. Don't let the pundits convince you otherwise. There was chaos and debate on the floor. It was discussion. It was dissertation. It was opinion and passion. Exactly what a republic is. That's the workings of a republic. Passionate debate, discussion, and dissertation about the issues facing the House. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how it's supposed to look. That's how it's supposed to feel. So for these people to get up on TV and say, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for the Republican Party. It was so embarrassing to watch this chaos play out. Oh, that's exactly what it's supposed to look like. You fool. These same pundits said that the chaos was crazy a few months ago when it took over 15 votes for McCarthy to secure the speakership. Remember? It's purposeful chaos designed to be contained within the walls of the House of the Chamber, and it's designed to be there on purpose. And there's a purpose to all of it. The purpose is to allow the voice of the people to rise forth on the floor of the House Chamber. To be heard, the voice of we the people. And the voice of we the people is loud and it's boisterous and it's passionate. And so that's what you saw Matt Gaetz do yesterday, put forth the voice of the MAGA movement. You have people out there who are applauding the likes of Newt Gingrich, who really, you know, is part of the establishment, folks. I mean, I have nothing personal against Newt Gingrich. He has served the Republic in his capacity. I have nothing personal against him. But for him to claim that Matt Gaetz should be expelled from the House of Representatives is ridiculous. And I might add, the comment from Newt is out of touch with the majority of the people, with you people. He's out of touch with you. Newt is. Matt Gaetz is in touch with what you feel and what you think about the state of play of America. And he's in touch with you who make up the MAGA movement. So in another thing, you have to remember back in 2022, when we were in the midterm election cycle, it was people like rhinos, like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, who did everything they could to impede and derail the MAGA candidates that were endorsed, who were endorsed by President Trump. You remember that. If you don't, refresh your memory. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy went to great lengths to side with Democrats to try to derail the endorsements of candidates for elected office put forth by President Trump. And other rhinos like them did the same thing. They want to hold on to their power. They want to negotiate and stay in there and be politicians for life. And we've got to put it into it. We cannot rule by continual resolution. It's not a way to do business in the House. So I'm going to go into a lot more of this with General Flynn. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cover all of this and more. He's coming up next. Stay with me. Until then, and before we go to this break, go to DougBillings.us. Please click over there. DougBillings.us, my website. You can keep in touch with me. There's news articles of interest. But more importantly, help us continue to financially support this program. Click on the support tab at the top of the page over there at dougbillings.us and prayerfully consider making a financial support, a voluntary support amount to us. $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever, and set it up for a monthly basis so that we can continue to produce this show. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of great things ahead for us, not only here at the program itself, but today on the show with General Flynn coming up next. Stay with us. I'll be right back as you take a voyage into the wonderful land invented and inspired by God himself, capitalism. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Doug Billings here. Are you like me and spending over $100 a month on streaming platforms, streaming services? I mean, you want to watch sports, you want to watch specials on TV, you want to watch movies, you want to have the classic TV channels, you want to have your local channels, you want to watch your favorite sports team, whatever it may be. And you're paying over $100 a month to all these various people. Some of them may only charge you $10 a month, but that's just one. You subscribe to 10 of those and it's a lot of money. It's too much money. I have a Patriot company named Q Streaming, Q-C-U-E, Q Streaming, that bundles all of these availabilities, your favorite local channels, all of your local channels, no matter what city you're in, sports, even the pay-per-view sports, so you don't even have to pay the pay-per-view fee, movie channels, like I said, sporting events, specials, it's all right there. I want you to go to therightside.myqstreaming.com, therightside.myqstreaming.com, Q-C-U-E, streaming, Q Streaming, ladies and gentlemen, $59.99 a month for everything. Your local football, baseball, hockey, basketball, college sports, everything. Valley sports, the NFL network, the major league networks, all of it. My Q Streaming. And the website is therightside.myqstreaming.com. Get over there. Save yourself some money. Cancel all those other platforms. My Q Streaming is a Patriot-owned service. The Right Side. myqstreaming.com. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma, the results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. Holyhydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen. Promo code Doug. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. It's a big day here. One of our favorites, a dear friend, a guy that has been with me since the beginning of this program. We're still holding the wine. You can see it right behind me. General Flynn, hold the wine back in the day when I made the bet that Trump actually did win this election. It's still sitting there. We look forward to opening that when Trump is back in office. General, welcome back.
Hey, Doug, how you doing? Yeah. I mean, you know, we've had all kinds of evidence. We know there's sufficient, I mean, more than sufficient evidence to have made that statement then. And now we see everything that's going on in the country. You know, I think it's 91 felony charges against Trump, you know, of 700 or 800 years incarceration for what just is a political hit job. And the reason why is because they know that the American people have not given up on this idea that we do not have a fair election system. The system was clearly rigged. There's no way in the world that the guy, occupying the White House, Joe Biden, that he got 81 million votes. He didn't get more votes than the most popular president. And that would be Barack Obama, you know, the most popular president in the history of the country. the number of votes that he got, right? I mean, there's no way in the world that Joe Biden got that. He couldn't bring five or six people to a rally. So everybody knows all that. That's why that wine is still sitting there. One of these days, we're going to uncork it on your show.
Amen. All right. I can't wait. Well, and we have to all of that, to all of those topics, the election integrity, we have your mantra, local involvement makes a national impact. I have started a series of events. I call them the Determined Patriotism Conference. But one of the monikers of my show is that we have got to meet in determined patriotism, being determined about what we do to save the Republic. And so to that end, once a quarter or so, I'll gather a small, this is nothing like the Reawaken tour that we're on. There won't be 5,000, 6,000 people at my events. There'll be a few hundred, but we like that. That's the sweet spot for us. We get up close with the speakers, and you have graciously agreed to be with us in November 10th and 11th. It's Veterans Day weekend in Kansas City. And we're gonna have a great event. I want to thank you for that, first of all, General.
I love it. I love it. Kansas, I'm a big fan of Kansas. I used to live up in Leavenworth when I attended school up there for a couple of years. So I'm very, very familiar with that part of the country. It's a beautiful part of the country. It's a great place for people to get together and gather. I mean, I don't know how many we're going to end up with, maybe 400 or 500. You know, I think we can hold a few more than that, but I think you're right that kind of intimate size audience, that we'll have a lot of fun. I think we've got a good lineup of speakers, Doug. You really are able to get a great group of people together. And these are, like you say, these are determined, patriotic conferences, and they're all about patriotism. It's all about keeping people informed, because there's so many people, when we talk about the Reawaken America tour, it's really a Reawaken America movement.
Right.
We have created a family within that movement. You and I are part of that family. We, like a lot of families, we've had our squabbles, not you and I, but others in our family, we've had our squabbles during the 22 cities we've been in. But I was really, I really thought it was great, great idea and initiative on your part to start these Determined Patriot conferences sort of in between the Reawaken America events, because it allows people that maybe don't get a chance to go to one of the big cities that we have the Reawaken America events at, to be able to come closer to home. And, like I like to say, that local action has a national impact. It allows people to hear from the same type of caliber of speakers and patriots that have national platforms and that are, part of the part of the Trump orbit, or part of the political orbit, part of the political center of gravity of our country, and then hear from them. And also, because they're the size of the conferences, they're, the intimate size, we're able to go down and we're able to spend some time and talk on a more one-on-one basis, which I know you always encourage us to do.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's, I'm up on the 10th, if not mistaken,
yep.
But I know it's 10
yep.
and 11
yep.
November.
You are.
And just outside Kansas. How do we get tickets? I know you were going
to. I'd love to. Yeah. So the website is determinedpatriotismconference.us. Determinedpatriotismconference.us. And people can get tickets over there. Vendors are welcome as well. We've got so many great patriots, and like you, almost all of these speakers. We have some local speakers as well, but let me do this with you. Let me just name a couple of the speakers that I've got, and I want you just to give a sentence or two about each one of these people. So first of all, one of the speakers is Mel Kay. Give me a sentence or two about what you think about Mel Kay.
Yeah, Mel Kay's fearless. She is she's super, super smart. She's absolutely determined. Talk about determined patriot. Mel Kay has an extensive career in the world of media. She's just a very, very incredibly. Mel and I have a great relationship. I sort of look at Mel as sort of like a daughter, and because she's one of these people who is just such a fighter and so strong and so committed to getting the word out, and probably one of the best people in the world, certainly in the United States, on the subject of the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset.
Right on. Tom Renz, the attorney, Tom Renz.
Tom Renz, unbelievable patriot, lawyer, has done incredible work with our military and with some of the doctors who have been fired or removed from their positions in hospitals. He did a lot of great work for our military that had to defend themselves against not taking the vax. Tom is a very, very close friend, and I speak to him probably on a daily basis via text, email, or phone calls. And Tom is a guy that he is somebody who has done an awful lot of work pro bono. I mean, yeah, really, really good work, and won a lot of cases and raised the issues of things like what Missouri, for those that are listening from Missouri, on the free speech movement that the that your attorney general got behind.
Right.
Tom Reams was one of the early lawyers, one of the early legal minds that pushed that a couple of years ago. And I'm glad where it's ended up, which is basically one of the biggest freedom of speech cases in our country.
Ann Vandersteel.
Ann is like as brave as that last, as part of her last name. She's like Steel, right? Steel. She's incredible. Just coming back from the border where she's been operating down in the Darien Gap and reporting just incredibly on the border invasion going on with our country. But Ann is another one of those fiercely independent women, tough, brave, bold, and just fearless, and another great friend. And I'm looking forward to, you know, when we're all together, it's like we're all like a family there.
Yep. You bet. A couple of more. I just want to mention two more names real quickly. Young Alex Stone.
Alex, I love him. I talked to him this morning. We're trying to get Alex. We're trying to prop Alex up as one of the young patriots in our movement.
Yep.
And Alex has got a great plan to grab other young patriots in the 18 to 35 year old sort of bracket to bring those conservative voices together and raise their voices to expand this message of patriotism, because everybody thinks, oh, those young people can't, you know, they can't handle it these days. Well, believe me, Alex is a great example of young, in this case, a young man who can handle, you know, the toughest of times. And he's got a great network, and he's been doing some really terrific work to bring together other young peoples and young voices in our country.
Amen. We do. We need that succession plan of youth. And finally, Mike Lindell, he'll be with us at that weekend as well.
There's no person better or more determined. Talk about determined patriot. Oh, my God. There's no one better or working harder in this country than Mike Lindell to fix our election system. And Mike will be the first one to tell you that this is not, you know, this is not about Donald Trump or, you know, the stolen election of 2020. You know, he's a big fan, as I am, of Trump. We, you know, we think we both would say that Trump won the last, you know, the 2020 election. But what Mike is about making sure that our election systems are done fairly, as well as being a terrific businessman and having a terrific, you know, media operation. Mike is all about ensuring that this country has a fair election system, and there's no one working harder to do that. No one. And you know, I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell on any battlefield, you know, anywhere in the world.
Right on. Well, it's going to be, I can't wait to see you there. And again, thanks for the honor of your, especially on Veterans Day weekend, General. What an important time to have you there with us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us, ladies and gentlemen. We're also going to have Mike Brown. He's the Kansas chairman of the GOP. We'll also have Sheriff Calvin Hayden. He's Johnson County, Kansas, which is the most populous county in Kansas. Sheriffs are so important in this endeavor.
Yeah, hugely important.
Really,
I mean,
important.
Huge. I mean, so that's good. Actually, that's nice, because I saw that you were bringing them in. I think that's such a great idea. That what we have to do is prop up these sheriffs where we can. You know, they're all elected officials, but I think sheriffs being able to get their message out about where they stand on certain issues is really important, because it's not just about getting reelected. It's about taking action against this overreach federal government that we have that's basically destroying the fabric of this country. And they're trying very, very on a daily basis, very hard to remove our basic freedoms and rights.
Well, we want everybody, you know, we've got room for 500. We've got about, as I look here, we're sitting at about 350 people. And the last month is always when most people finally pull the trigger and decide to do this. So, ladies and gentlemen, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Head over there, join General Flynn and myself and all of these others, plus more, who we haven't mentioned yet. Their Father Altman will be there, another great friend of ours, and always glad to have him there.
General, talk about a spiritual warrior, man. I mean, Altman is unbelievable. I mean, he's like, wow, every time I see him. And so I'm glad. He's another good one to have.
We, you and I mean, Catholics, you, me, Father Altman, we're Catholic. And I'm always happy on these, wherever we go in the Reawaken Tour, is a heavy evangelical presence and non-denominational Christian. I love it. And I think that's what's needed. But we, much to my chagrin, we don't have a large number or contingent of vocal Catholic priests that are at these events. And so we need this. That's something we need to address.
Yeah, I mean, and I think part of it is because of the current state of the papacy, right? The papacy, the Pope.
Yep.
And, you know, I always talk about the Pope. I always talk about the Pope because I've studied it. I have friends who are very close to, they are part of the papacy, whether it's here at in the papal nuncio here in the United States or whether it's over in Rome. And have had over the years friends who are bishops and certainly friends who are monsignors and priests. And, you know, I wrote about the Pope in one of the first books I ever wrote about called The Field of Fight. And I wrote about the Catholic Church and the Catholic faith. And, you know, this is the second Pope in the history of the papacy since Peter that was not did not take the position after the death of the last Pope. We've only had two in the history of that. And so this one came in a different way. And now what we see with this Pope is we see there's a bit of a cloud over this Pope, right? And maybe that's some of the stuff that I will talk about, or maybe Jim Altman and I will get up on the stage and we'll have a debate about the Pope.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Discussion. I think we should talk about that. All right. Yep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can see all this play out before your very eyes if you come and join us on November 10th and 11th in Kansas City, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Head over there, get your tickets today. We'll be right back with General Michael Flynn right after this very short break. Stay with us. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Doug Billings here. Are you like me and spending over $100 a month on streaming platforms, streaming services? I mean, you want to watch sports, you want to watch specials on TV, you want to watch movies, you want to have the classic TV channels, you want to have your local channels, you want to watch your favorite sports team, whatever it may be. And you're paying over $100 a month to all these various people. Some of them may only charge you $10 a month, but that's just one. You subscribe to 10 of those and it's a lot of money. It's too much money. I have a Patriot company named Q Streaming, Q-C-U-E, Q Streaming, that bundles all of these availabilities, your favorite local channels, all of your local channels, no matter what city you're in, sports, even the pay-per-view sports, so you don't even have to pay the pay-per-view fee, movie channels, like I said, sporting events, specials, it's all right there. I want you to go to therightside.myqstreaming.com, therightside.myqstreaming.com, Q, C, U, E streaming. Q streaming, ladies and gentlemen. $59.99 a month for everything. Your local football, baseball, hockey, basketball, college sports, everything. Bally Sports, the NFL Network, the Major League Networks, all of it. My Q streaming. And the website is therightside.myqstreaming.com. Get over there. Save yourself some money. Cancel all those other platforms. MyQ Streaming is a Patriot-owned service. Therightside.myqstreaming.com. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet in determined patriotism and determined prayer over here with our friend, General Michael Flynn. General Flynn, okay, we would be remiss, I think, if we didn't talk about what went on yesterday in the House of Representatives. Kevin McCarthy vacated, the first time in history this has happened, and a lot of opinion. And I'm just going to set up and give my opinion first. You and I have not talked about this. I mentioned before we went on the air that I wanted to talk about it, but you have not heard me express my opinions. I think this is a good thing. I think what we have is McCarthy is a member of the deep state rhino establishment. We've got to be able to admit that to ourselves, and that this is a good thing. With these eight Republicans who voted to vacate the seat are doing what we want in the MAGA movement. And I believe, you know, Newt Gingrich, used to like the guy. He's been very vocal. I disagree with Newt. I disagree with Mark Levin, who are both calling for the ouster of Matt Gaetz. I think this is a good thing. We need to get more people in there who are true America first conservatives. And McCarthy just was not that. And I just would remind the audience, back in 2022, it was Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy who did everything they could in their power to impede MAGA candidates throughout this republic when the election was happening. They did everything they could to stop, and they worked with the Democrats to stop the MAGA movement with regards to MAGA candidates. So don't forget that. General, what's your take?
Yeah, so I and for the audience, we did not discuss either of our feelings or sentiments and about Kevin McCarthy or what happened. But there's a lot of firsts going on in our country right now. So this is the first time that we've had a former president of the United States indicted for what amounts to political issues, right? I mean, this is crazy what they're having President Trump go through. So there's a first.
And right? His basic freedom of speech.
Yeah, we had a presidential election in 2020 where it was really the first time in our history where we had the outcome so contested, so uncertain, and so filled with potential fraud. Yet we allowed ourselves to transfer of power like we've normally had with a presidency. In January of 2021, there was not a normal transfer of power. Remember, Trump left and they fenced in the Capitol and they took over Washington, D.C., you know, instead of having a normal transfer of power where we show the rest of the world, you know, the goodness of our constitutional republic. Those were first. This is a first where the ouster in our history, where the ouster of the current Speaker of the House, in this case, McCarthy, got booted out. And, you know, like I sent out a note yesterday on in the world of social media, I said, good riddance. I mean, there was so many things that he committed to doing and yet did none of them. He did not meet any of them. You know, he had 12 things that he was legislative actions that he was going to do. And they only got to like five. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, when she was the Speaker of the House, you know, prior, they had like, I think the number that I was told was somewhere around 500 subpoenas in the first month, you know, when she was the speaker. We haven't subpoenaed, you know, we haven't subpoenaed Hunter. We haven't subpoenaed Biden. We haven't subpoenaed Comey, Brennan, Clapper, anybody that dealt with the Russiagate. People don't realize it, but the Speaker of the House has a lot of power. They have the power to hold special committees. They have the power to place people on committees, chairmanships. They have the power to set the agenda for the House of Representatives. There's so much that the Speaker of the House has the authority, in fact, has the responsibility to do. And yet Kevin McCarthy played political games, and he played it with Nancy Pelosi. And one of the really idiotic things that we just learned was that, I guess it's Patrick Henry there, the guy that was the acting speaker right now. He actually had to boot Nancy Pelosi out of her office because McCarthy was probably too chicken to do it.
Yep.
And I mean, that's how, so when we think about Kevin McCarthy, I want people to realize, and I know what Mark Levin and all these other pundits, right? And Mark Levin is I love Mark Levin, very sharp guy. We have a lot of differences of opinion. We have a difference of opinion on Ukraine. Okay, I have a big difference of opinion than Mark does on Ukraine. We have a big difference of opinion on this. Now, and even with some of the Fox pundits, I heard a couple of Fox pundits, never mind the others. The Democrats, you know, we were saying that the Democrats love this. They love this chaos. Well, democracy is chaos. Let me read you something that I put out, and I'll tell you who this is from after I finish reading it. Many forms of government have been tried and will be tried in this world of sin and woe. No one pretends that democracy is perfect or all wise. Indeed, it has been said that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those other forms that have been tried. And that's from Winston Churchill, right? And he's describing America. And when I see the kind of what others are calling chaos, I actually look at this as a form of democracy. This is we the people. Where Matt Gaetz is coming from, he's not coming from as McCarthy took big shots. So McCarthy's way out the door, his little speech, he, instead of being humble and talking about the beauty of democracy and the strength of our country and the resilience of the United States of America, what McCarthy did was he took shots at Matt Gaetz. He implied that Matt Gaetz has ethics problems. He implied that it's personal. No, this is not personal. Matt Gaetz, he feels the sentiment of his constituents, and he comes from Florida here, but that sentiment, yeah, I'm going to tell you, that sentiment is ripe all the way across this country. The American people have had enough of politics as usual. We have had enough of compromise, right? McCarthy talks about, well, you know, politics is about compromising with those who you disagree with. Not when it comes to Marxists, not when it comes to the left. There, you know, in the days of Tip O'Neill, when it was about
Reagan,
you know, less taxes or more taxes, you know, that was fine. Now we're in the days of Nancy Pelosi and Jeffries. These people are Marxists. These are hardcore Marxists in some cases. You cannot compromise American values with people who hold and believe in Marxism or communism and believe in the tenets of socialism and are trying to drive this country into the ground. So McCarthy, to talk about, you know, how he was, you know, he doesn't see this as an issue. You know, he saw this as an issue against Gaetz, and he's really blaming Gaetz. It's not Gaetz. It's the American people. McCarthy, as far as I'm concerned, he failed in his speakership role, and he should have never lasted this long. He should have never gotten in the first place, as far as I'm concerned. So for people like Mark Levin, I heard one of the Fox pundits late last night, you know, screaming about what was happening, and it was going to all blow up and there's no plan. You know what? There's a plan, and it's called democracy. And it's called, you know, let's, and I don't agree with that, that the current acting speaker gave everybody a week off. I wish that they stayed right in there and sort of fought it out and decided, made some decisions. And I think some of the conferences that we do see are going to hold together, and they're going to talk about who the next speakers could be. But I love this. I actually love this, because what it does, this is democracy by we the people. You know, the Senate is sort of an upper caste of politicos in this country. The House is the people, right? The House represents the people. And so the sentiment of the American people right now is strong, and it was strong against a guy like McCarthy, because McCarthy failed to do his job. He failed to hold to account. I mean, everybody who has been held to account, you know, for all of these crazy things that have happened, Doug, right? I mean, start right. with Russiagate. So, I mean, you can go back to Hillary Clinton and her emails if you want. I mean, you can go way back with these people, but Russiagate is number one. The Durham investigation, the report came out, and then they held a hearing with Durham, you know, in June. Nothing. This is October. Nothing happened. Nobody was held accountable. The legislative branch, we put people in to the House of Representatives. This country did. And we worked our tails off. The couple of the organizations that I was part of put up. We worked our tails off to make sure that we had a majority in the House. We have a small majority, but we have the majority. And when Kevin McCarthy was given the speakership role, he failed to take the leadership that was necessary to be able to hold people accountable. And then the last thing, and I'll get off my high horse here. The last thing is this whole discussion about the budget and the continuing resolution and how much money we're going to spend. You know, famous picture of McCarthy walking around with the little epaulette in his pocket of the Ukraine flag. I mean, why should we be spending over $200 billion in Ukraine when our southern border is totally destroyed? Our education system in this country is breaking down. We've got massive amounts of drugs on the street. We're defunding the police, yet we're going to put $200 billion over to Ukraine. And we saw on a recent show where a lot of that money's going into their fire departments, their police department. We're like paying for the country of Ukraine.
Right.
This is nuts. That's Speaker McCarthy. That's the guy that just got the boot. And that's the reason why he got the boot, because he failed to hold people accountable and he failed to hold himself accountable to the American people. And he made this out to be just like, well, this is politics as usual. And we're just going to continue to do the things that we've always done to screw the American people. Well, I'm sorry. We're done being screwed.
Right. And I agree with you completely. I think what you said, Matt Gaetz provided the voice of the American people. The MAGA movement took over. I think it's a great day. The MAGA movement, and look, MAGA is not a dirty word. The left will try to spin it as if it's this demonic evil. It's making America great again. In general, in the 3 minutes we have left, I mean, as you look at the landscape, given what you know, how do we go? Who do you have a list of your top three, top two people that you would like to see in the speakership that would use real subpoena power to get these people held accountable?
Yeah, I mean, I think my top three are you know, Donald J. Trump, and Donald J. Trump. I mean, why not?
Why not? Yep.
Why don't we, you know, again, I ticked off a few of the firsts, and there's plenty of others. There's a whole bunch of things that are now historically significant, and they are examples of massive, massive change, not only here in America, but massive change going around the world. And we're in the potential throes of a potential war with Russia for no reason. There's no good reason. We've never had the objective stated to us. So why not? And the speaker can be anybody. It can be whoever they vote for.
Yep.
So it doesn't have to be somebody serving in government right now. So I actually would like to see the debate about Donald J. Trump. And I've heard that Trump would be open to considering if in fact it looked like they were going to vote for him. So I think that he would consider seriously. And I mean, there may be some other people there, you know, from different congressmen. And that's normally the way we do it. We do it politics as usual. We pick somebody from amongst us. They become the speaker. Well, why don't we pick somebody from outside? Why don't we pick somebody from outside? And in my view, why don't we pick Donald J. Trump? He's already been president of the United States. He knows how to do the job of governing. And people can say what they want about him, but I actually think it would be a great, great example of how true democracy can work in this constitutional republic that our founders designed so smartly that they allowed us to have this kind of a discussion. So
I love it.
That's my vote.
I love it. Wow. Well, can you imagine that? That would be fun. That would be fun. And I like it. I like it a lot.
I can imagine it. I can imagine it. I can see it happening. Why not? Why don't we do it? And you know what? While he's the speaker, he can continue to run for the 2024 presidency. Sure. There's no reason why he can't do that.
Absolutely. What a platform to do that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Listen, General, I listen, in all, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate your friendship. My son, Michael, just around the corner over there, is telling me to tell you, say hello. You know, Michael.
Tell Michael I said hello.
I will. He's waving over at the corner at General Flynn. And I just want to tell America and you, I appreciate you. I appreciate your friendship, everything you've done. I know there's great things. As we try to navigate the landscape in new media, I appreciate all the support that you've given me. And I look forward to seeing you in Florida in a couple of weeks and then in Kansas City in November.
Yep, absolutely. We'll be in Miami, Trump Doral, 12 through 14 October, timetofreeamerica.com for tickets. And then I think your 10, 11 November is, I don't want to screw it up,
DeterminedPatriotismConference.us.
.us. And so that's another opportunity to hear from many of the people that are just trying to fight for this country and standing up for patriotism. So God bless you, Doug. Thank you.
You bet, General. God bless you and Lori, your family. I'll see you soon.
Thanks. See you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back after this short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Well, there he was, ladies and gentlemen, General Michael Flynn. We appreciate him coming on the program as always. He's a good friend of ours. And we know that with him involved in the future of this republic and the fight for it, that we're in good hands. Please join me at DougBillings.us. Click over there on the support tab, DougBillings.us. And offer up whatever you can to support us over there. That's how we make a living. That's how we support the show. And come and see us. Come and hang out with General Flynn and me, Mike Lindell, Father James Altman, Mel Kay, and Vandersteel, and many more this November 10th and 11th in Kansas City. Head over to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us, I should say. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. And get your tickets right there. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, for the Republic, believe it. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.